Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Today on Classics for Kids, Poetry in Music. Antonio Vivaldi based the music for his Four Seasons concertos on a set of poems. No one knows exactly who wrote the poetry. Vivaldi may have done it himself. But there's no doubt that the music was composed to follow exactly along with the words. The poem attached to the concerto called Spring begins,
"Spring has arrived. Birds welcome it with their happy songs, and flowing brooks murmur sweetly, touched by the breath of gentle breezes."
Here are Vivaldi's birds. All the Four Seasons poems are sonnets. Sonnets are 14 lines long, first a group of 8 lines, then a group of 6 lines, and all the lines rhyme in a certain way. Since Vivaldi was Italian, his sonnets rhyme in that language, not in English. After a little more of the concerto's opening melody, Vivaldi brings on the brooks and breezes. But of course, spring is not all birds and breezes. It also involves the April showers that bring May flowers. The spring poem continues,
"Dark clouds blanket the sky. Thunder and lightning announce a storm."
After another round of the opening tune, along comes a musical thunderstorm. It's a huge storm with lots of thunder and lightning. Then the poem goes on to say that once the storm quiets down, the birds take up their lovely songs again. And we're back to the tune that started the concerto. That's the roadmap for the first movement of Spring, but we haven't finished the poem yet. Remember, I said a sonnet has 14 lines grouped into a set of 8 and a set of 6. The first movement of the Spring Concerto only illustrates the first 8 lines of the sonnet. The last 6 lines of poetry are split in half, 3 for each of the other movements of the concerto.
In a meadow full of flowers, with leaves rustling overhead, the goatherd sleeps, his faithful dog by his side.
The violin plays the part of the goatherd. He must be having some wonderful dreams, judging by the music. And if you listen to one of the lower string instruments, the viola, you can hear the goatherd's dog barking. Bow, wow. If the barking dog doesn't wake the goatherd up, the third movement of the Spring Concerto certainly will. The final lines of the poem start off talking about bagpipes. Bagpipes are known for 2 things, being very loud and having a constant drone going underneath the melody. Hear how Vivaldi uses the orchestra to imitate the bagpipe's drone? Wah!
To the festive sounds of a bagpipe, nymphs and shepherds dance in their favorite spot, as spring appears in all its brilliance.
You've heard the bagpipes. Now Vivaldi brings on the dancing nymphs. And here come the shepherds. Thank you. Or maybe it's vice versa. Vivaldi's Four Seasons are program music. Program music tells a story without words. Everything is there in the music. You don't really need the poems because you can follow the whole story just by listening. You can find English translations of all the poems connected with Vivaldi's Four Seasons at classicsforkids.com. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next week for several centuries of violin concertos on Classics for Kids.